Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Jerry Bremer of CBiz MHM. Our topic today is due diligence in the business purchase transactions. Jerry, in a previous segment, you discussed preparing to sell a business. What investigation should a potential buyer go through if planning to purchase a business?
The investigation process is commonly referred to as due diligence. It is the fact-finding process to determine if the asking price is reasonable and understanding what assets and liabilities will be part of the purchase.
So what specific items are looked for in the due diligence process?
The buyer wants to confirm the assets, income, and cash flow of the business. Analysis of financial statements is made to indicate if they support the asking price. Analysis of the earnings is made to determine if they are likely to continue after the purchase. Confirming both the existence and quality of the assets and identifying known and potential liabilities are the primary items of the due diligence process.
Jerry, what information is requested from the seller and what is commonly discovered during this process?
There is usually a checklist of documents and information requested from the seller. This list is both broad enough to make inquiry of unusual items, but also tailored to the specific seller. Items requested include customer and employee lists, financials, tax returns, and all agreements. This process commonly identifies dependence on key customers, vendors, or employees. It also identifies whether contracts and licenses can easily be transferred. Tax returns identify what issues could result in adverse tax consequences if the transaction is not structured properly.
So does the due diligence process result in additional negotiation between the parties?
Yes, there is usually both discussion of how the issue can be resolved and, depending on the significance, negotiation of price or terms. The structure of either stock or asset sale is negotiated because it affects both parties.
Thank you, Jerry. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information and our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:20 on Up and Adam with Andrew Lee for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.